What are you doing with your branding? I don't know, but let me tell you something. I had Pia Silva here. Listen, y'all, she left so many great tips on here. I don't even know what to say. It is amazing. So you cannot miss this episode, especially if you're someone who has a small branding agency or maybe in a service providing industry and you just want to know what it is to have a no BS mastery in your branding. This was such a great conversation. So she's the founder of the No BS Agency Mastery, right? And she teaches all these small branding agencies on how to scale and be successful in their business while not increasing their workload. And she was talking about niching things down. I mean, listen, there's so much in here. So if you are into branding or you have a small branding agency or anything, this is the episode for you. You don't want to miss this. Pia is freaking awesome. And she gave you guys a gift. So there's a link below for you to go and get her book in audio for free. Okay. So don't miss out on that. I'm going to place the link below. Make sure you guys check it out. All right. I'm going to shut up so you can go watch it. It's so freaking good. What up, party people? This is Nina Perez, and this is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. What's up, y'all? You guys got me going at like 120,000 downloads or so. Whatever. You guys are killing it. Thank you guys for hanging out with us today. I have an amazing human because you guys know I go around this amazing planet finding the best humans I can find to come on here to grow, challenge, and transform your thinking. Today, y'all, we got Pia Silva here with us, okay? She's an entrepreneur, speaker, an author, a podcaster, and a powerhouse in the world of branding. I love talking about branding because so many people come at this with so many different angles. And I was on her website, which y'all got to check out because it is fly, okay? Now, she's also the founder of No BS Agency Mastery, where she teaches small branding agencies on how to scale to massive success without increasing their workload. So we got to talk about that. So Pia is the author of the best-selling book, Badass Your Brand, The Impatient Entrepreneur's Guide to Turning Expertise into Profit. Like, I don't know any impatient entrepreneurs. I don't know what she's talking about. And has delivered a TEDx talk on cultivating true confidence. So get ready, y'all, because I love having conversations with people who are experts in what they do. And so Pia, thank you so much for being here. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic, Nina, and I just love your energy. So I'm very excited to be on your show. Thanks for having me.
I'm really glad you're here too. I loved your website, by the way. Very well done. I'm like, I'm there like, ooh, I like your website. It's a good thing when you're in branding, right?
Yeah.
So Pia, tell us a little bit more about yourself. I gave a little bit about you, but tell us who you are. Who are you?
I'm a serial entrepreneur. I'm born and raised in New York City, hustling my whole life to figure out, you know, what I wanted to do. Always chasing the next thing, the exciting thing, creating new things. Always wanted to be my own boss. Knew that from the very beginning. That's what I used to tell people when I was a kid. What do you want to be? I was like, I just want to be in charge, whatever I do.
That was great for your parents, I'm sure.
Well, hey, they raised me like that, you know, so blame them. But yeah, and I've been so blessed to be able to do that for the last, you know, almost 20 years.
That's awesome. Well, I know that you're in branding, but is branding something that you were always doing, or what was that journey?
Not at all. So out of college, I wasn't sure what I wanted to do. I just knew I wanted to be my own boss. It was actually a few years later when I met my now husband. He is, if you're watching, an artist. This is his painting in the background.
So nice.
And he was a graphic designer. He was in graphic design school because his parents said, okay, go get some skills to pay the bills.
Not just art, right?
Yep. And I picked him up right at the end of that schooling. And after a couple of years of us both trying to figure it out, we were trying to sell his art on the street at one point. That was an interesting experience. He was doing freelance design work. This was back in like 08, 09, when the economy was all crazy. So it was really hard to get a job. So he was freelancing. I was gigging. I was bartending. Like, we didn't know. We were just having a good time. And then at a certain point, I said, you know, you're really good at what you do. not so great at the invoicing, the management, like all the other stuff. And actually, like, although I don't know anything about design, I'm good at stuff like that, and I'm going to figure it out. So that's how we really started our business.
Oh, that's neat.
Said, I'm going to go find the clients. I'm going to manage it. I'm going to manage the money. I'm going to manage all the stuff, and you just do what you do best.
Mm.
And it was really just organically over years of me trying to find us clients that I like naturally had to learn about the value and importance of branding, of standing out, of being able to communicate really clearly why you're different, why you're better. And so we did it for our own brand. And the better we got at it, we also got really good at doing it for our clients. And so we evolved from, you know, a design shop that was really just doing whatever design we could get our hands on to a full on, you know, we are a branding agency. This is our specialty. And so we did that for years in our company, Worst of All Design. And then I wrote my book, Badass Your Brand, which is really just in order to get more branding clients, except, and it did get me a lot of branding clients, but it also had this unintended consequence of lots of small branding agencies read it and asked me, I want to learn how you built your business. Like, I was trying to talk about branding your businesses, but they wanted to know how I built my branding agency. And that's where Nobius Agency Mastery was born. It was out of just a lot of people asking me, can you teach me how you did that? And so that is what I've been doing mostly full time for the last 4 years.
I love that, right? Because it always shows like how we kind of can bump into our genius, right? Like it just, it took you like from like, oh, let's go, you know, I'm going to be a bartender for a little while or try to make it through this, whatever, to actually finding where your genius is. And that's awesome. And I'm glad that you were able to do that with your partner, because that's also very powerful, right? Mm-hmm. And he's painting obviously still behind you. So that's good. He's still following his passion and love.
Oh, actually the whole goal was we're going to make this business successful enough that he can be a full-time artist. And he is, he's been a full-time artist for the last 4 years. Because
that's
my,
so cool.
Yeah, I mean, it was always the dream. We probably, it took us years to get there because we built the branding agency to support the art. And then when I transitioned into training other branding agencies, I said, this is it. You know, I'm going to take this model that we developed together, this brand we developed, all this credibility we built together, and I'm going to turn it into a training program so you can go continue to be an artist, but now full time.
So great.
And it's been really cool. It's been really fun.
I really, really love that, right? Because when we can support each other in that way and still live in our passion and our genius and our love, maybe that's where you're coming up with that it doesn't feel like you have to work so hard, right? Because I know I read something about that in your website and in your bio, and I kind of wanted to touch on that a little bit, right? Because I know that you've built this amazing, you know, badass branding without the BS, right? I freaking love that. I just love that so much. So can you walk me through your approach, like about how you're helping these small agencies develop this powerful brand that you are helping them develop without getting like bogged down with all the unnecessary processes?
Yeah.
Can you walk me through that?
Yeah, absolutely. So take you back a few years. At the very beginning, we were running our branding agency like everybody else. We were trying to create bigger and bigger projects, and they would take us 6-8 months to do. And it seemed like no matter how much we charged, we couldn't get paid enough to like have the life that we were looking for. And what happened was in 2014, we found ourselves, despite having generated about $250,000 in income, we found ourselves in $40,000 of debt because we were so unprofitable. And a lot of things had to happen at that moment. We were kind of forced into it. But what we ended up doing was pivoting our model into this, what we have done ever since, which is an intensives model. So we took those same projects and we condensed them into 1-3 day intensives. Same level of work, we just did them all at once instead of dripping it out over months. And wouldn't you know it, clients love that. They love getting what they're paying for really, really quickly.
Yeah.
And the tides completely shifted and we ended up being so profitable. We made $500,000 in that next year, just the two of us. So we went from this desperation mode to being really flush with cash. And over the years after, I honed this process. I made it a lot more, made it more profitable. The pricing went up, the process made it tighter, and it allowed us to work with like towards the later years, you know, we would work with one $30,000 client a month. We'd spend about 5 or 6 days on that project. And then that was it. That was all we had to do. We're making Wow. a really amazing living. And we had all this space and time to do all the other things we loved. So that's what I train people
That's awesome.
In on now.
Yeah. So I know that that's what you're doing now is like helping mm-hmm. these small agencies, right? Mm-hmm. So your program, the No BS Agency Mastery, I know it focuses on scaling these small branding agencies, mm-hmm. right? I think I read somewhere it was like from 30 to 50K months, yeah. right? While reducing their workload by 80%. So you just explained that. So like you're like taking that and you're just really basically niching that down into what needs to just happen without all the fluff basically, right? How do you manage that? Like, how do you manage that balance with scaling that revenue while working less? Because let me tell you something, Pia, and I know you see this a lot because you're in branding. So you see this everywhere where people are making you these promises, right? Oh, work from the beach with your computer and never work another day right. in your life, which is such bull crap, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, so, it is.
Yeah. So give us like a little taste or a little example, right? Because I know that Straight Talk No Sugar Added right now has a lot of entrepreneurs and solopreneurs and stuff like that. So I really want them to understand your genius, right? And understand what it is you're doing. So give us a little example of how you've taken an agency and have helped them hone that down.
Yeah, absolutely. So first, let's just start with the premise that if you're doing a full branding project, let's just say it's the brand strategy, the copy, the messaging, the website, the logo, the design, and all of it, right? And you're doing it over 3 months or 6 months, that means that you are probably juggling other clients as well.
Right.
And it means that you are spending a lot of time going back and forth with the client. You're presenting Yep. work, you're waiting to hear back, then you're getting feedback, then you're waiting, you're doing the revisions, then you're sending the revisions. There is so much BS in that process. Mm-hmm. And when I say BS, I mean there's a lot of things that are happening to make the project move forward that are not actually adding to the value that you're delivering. Mm-hmm. So if we turn this around and we say, what if we worked on your project starting this morning, and we worked on it until it was done. Would we be able to cut out all of that BS and only spend all of our time on the highest value work that you want to be paying us for, right? You want to be paying us to be working on your project. You don't want to be paying me to email you 5 times or call or try to get some content from you. That is a low level value when I have very high value to deliver. So if we condense a project and work straight through, we can basically optimize the efficiency of the project and be able to deliver a much higher value. And guess what? You as the client, you're not wasting your time over months and months going back and forth on this. You show up intermittently throughout, you know, most of our clients are a 2-day intensive. We show you work, we get your feedback, we make revisions in real time. By 6 p.m. on day 2, the website is launched, the brand is launched, everything is done. You can go sell it. You can start selling your stuff immediately. And we can be happy that we did this amazing project. It's out in the world and we don't have to think about it again. So we don't have a client that we're working with.
That is so interesting. Yeah. That's an interesting way to do it, Pia, right? Okay. So I'm just trying to, my brain gets very analytical and then I start, you know. So okay. Then that means you have to really work on the front end though, right? You got to make sure you get their colors, you know, their style, their voice, their messaging. Like that has to all come first, right? Because for you to work intensively for 4 days, you have to know that client pretty well.
So the way that this is able to exist is because we have a step one in our process. The step one is something I call a lead product. My lead product is called a brand shrink, but when I teach it to people, everyone kind of names the lead product their own thing. The brand shrink is essentially, it's a deep dive interview that a client pays for. So we don't believe in free proposals. When a client comes to you, the first thing they do, client wants to hire me, great. Brand shrink is the first thing. It's a paid engagement. We do a deep dive into your whole business. Good. It's an interview. Good. And then I deliver a written brief that's the plan. It says, okay, you're here. You told me you want to go here. And this is my plan to get you there. Very specific, very clear. And I say, you can take that plan, go do it yourself, or on the last page, or we can just take care of it for you on those 2 days, 4 weeks from now, wow, and it will be done. And you better believe with the simplicity of that clarity of plan and then the clarity of just it's one number, it's all taken care of, and there's like an end date. It is so easy for clients to buy it because they're so happy to have it like taken off their plate and to give it to somebody that they trust as an expert. And that process builds the trust that they need to hand over the keys.
I have never heard this before and I freaking love it. I just freaking love it.
Thank you.
Because I'm like thinking about like all of the times that I spend, right, back and forth with my web designer, with my logo designer. I'm just thinking about the and the anxiety I get because I'm like, okay, it's been 4 days. Like, did you get this done yet? Like, when the hell are we getting this done, right? It's very frustrating, honestly. And especially if you have different people that you've hired to do different aspects, then it really gets frustrating because does this colors don't align with this? And why is my, you know, why is this font this way, but this one is like this. So true, Pia. Oh my gosh. And you're genius, right? Because you're writing the whole plan out. Go do it yourself in 50 years or give it to right, me and do it in two, right? Right. And I love that because also what you're preventing is I'm thinking about like, you know, I help women like create a coaching business from concept to launch, right? And we help do their marketing automation, their whole game plan, the whole thing. And I'm thinking about you and what you're doing. And I'm like, that is so genius also that you are not doing a free deep dive evaluation, which takes an enormous amount of your time, enormous amount of your genius. And then what do? Charge them later for the report that they may or may not want? That doesn't make any sense. So I love that you're doing that because what you're doing already is you're getting rid of all the tire kickers. Right. And you're bringing people in that are serious about wanting to revamp or start their branding. That is genius. That is so smart.
Thank you.
Damn, well, girl. Thank God, you. With your bad self.
Thank you. Well, it came out of a deep necessity, let me tell you, because it was rough the other way. And pulling out your hair, like everybody experiences that. I still experience that when I hire service providers that in any industry, because I've taught this process, I think you can apply this process, the principles in all service industries. Maybe not exactly, but you can tighten up and shrink the timelines of any service you provide. And it has to do with clarity of process and clear communications with the client. Right. Because if you're a client, I tell my branding, my students who are like, oh, clients are so difficult. I'm like, if a client is difficult, you just got to take that responsibility back. It's you. You haven't communicated clearly. You haven't given them an understanding of what they should expect. So that's why they're bothering you because you didn't clearly communicate. So just take that responsibility back and your life is going to be so much easier.
Right. Right. So let's talk about that. I want to talk about your students. I want to talk about like the layout of that, especially for those who are listening and like, wow, I can really utilize this in my life. Right. Mm-hmm. So talk to me about that. Talk to me about what it looks like to work with you and become a student, all that kind of stuff. I'd love to know that.
Yeah, sure. Well, I'm pretty proud of the training program and community that we've built because part of our mission in our company is actually to become the gold standard of what these training programs look like. Because there's a lot of them out there. I've taken a lot of them. And my goal is really to make this feel like you're taken care of and you are surrounded by other people who give you so much value. Obviously, the promise and the reason people join us is for the trainings. I have this very clear model, very specific model to a very specific niche. So I get really granular with a step-by-step process, you know, templates, scripts, like do it just like this. I believe that the best way to learn is to copy it exactly as best you can and then adapt and build it into your own. And that's my goal for everyone is that they take it as closely as possible and then they, as they evolve and their mindset evolves and all of that, they can kind of make it their own thing. And then the third piece of it is building authority in the world based on their unique point of view and process for delivering this this their work. So that's the training. But you know, that's why people join us, and they join us to get coached by me specifically. But as soon as they enter the community, they realize there is like even more value in just being surrounded by other people who are building the exact same kind of business, who understand the nuances of our industry, who can have these really high level conversations about, you know, nuanced situations that are happening with their client and get immediate support from other people who are doing the same thing, who have done the same thing, who have been in the same situation. And so we really try to cultivate, even though we have a lot of people in our program, we've got lots of things there to cultivate a really intimate experience. So for example, something I'm really proud of is our process of putting pods together that we change out quarterly, where groups of people with a coach meet every other week in an 8-person group, so that even though it feels like, well, there's, you know, 100 people in here, it's like, but I seem to know everybody really well because I'm constantly talking to them in these intimate settings. So we have lots of things like that that we do, and we have an in-person retreat in New York every year. So it's just lots of ways to make sure, and that's my goal. I don't want to grow or scale if it's at any point until I know that we're not going to lose the intimacy.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. So I want to know who the ideal person is, right? Because I know you said small branding agencies. I personally don't know what that means. So like, you know, how, what, so if you can tell me what a small branding is. So those who are listening know if they fall into that, that category, let me know what your ideal person is.
Sure. So, I say 1 to 2 or 3 person branding agency. They are usually delivering one or a few of the following, brand strategy, brand messaging, copy, web design, brand design, and marketing. Like some of our people are doing marketing, but the core thing that makes them a good fit for us is that they're probably doing at least a couple of these. That's what makes them an agency versus like a freelancer. A freelancer is someone who gets hired. I'm a designer. You tell me what to design and I'll make that thing. To me, a branding agency is somebody who's going to help give you the plan and the strategy, and then they're going to design based on that strategy. So that's the difference. And the thing is, when, you know, if you're listening to that and you're going like, oh, I don't do brand strategy, I just do design. Actually, if you're good at what you do in any of these categories, you are using strategy. You're probably just not communicating it clearly or understand where you're doing it. And that's what that first step is. It's, so I teach people both how to sell the strategy up front, but also how to even realize that they're doing strategy, because every decision you make in design has a reason. And if you can communicate the reason, that's what strategy is. So
that's awesome. Yeah. This, I think, will help them a lot and gain that, you know, that confidence that they need also, right? To kind of like really build the business that they're trying to build. And maybe they don't even see that about themselves. And I know I was reading about your TEDx talk where you're speaking about, you know, true confidence, right? So, let's dive into that a little bit. How does the building confidence play into developing this successful brand that they're trying to develop, you know, in business for their clients, all that? So I love that. I want to go and check out your whole TEDx talk. So I'm hoping to catch that right after we talk. But I wanted to know, like, how does building confidence play a part in this?
Well, I mean, you need to work on and build your confidence to build any business.
Yeah.
You need to build your confidence to feel comfortable being seen. Part of what I talk about in the TED talk is the fact that, you know, in the beginning, I didn't want to be seen. I wasn't somebody who wanted to be in photos, which, you know, you'd laugh if you Google me because I'm all over the place now. My face, it's the Pia show everywhere, right? But I had to work on that fear and that feeling, that fear of being like seen as feeling an imposter, that fear of people not liking what I had to say. And all of that will stop you from being seen in a way that is going to help your business and also going to help you get to the people that need your help. So kind of getting over the ego part, because even though it seems like it's demure, right? To say, don't look at me, right? It's actually a little bit of ego. I don't want you to judge me, versus like get over it so that you can actually go help the people that need your help. Yeah. And so building confidence is just a key part of that. And I think, you know, I have built a lot of confidence over the years by by just doing things that are scary and doing them mm-hmm. anyway, mm-hmm. and just learning mm-hmm. that, you know, worst case scenario, you're not going to die and you're mm-hmm. fine. And you built a little more confidence. And, you know, if we can just like keep make like strengthening that muscle, it's going to pay off in all areas of your life.
It really, really is. Especially if you're consistent, because if you're consistent, like I, you know, the women that I work with sometimes don't even have a social media following and they're like, nobody sees me. I said, it doesn't matter. Just go out there and be consistent, because what mm-hmm. happens is you're building a portfolio. So when somebody goes to research you and search for you, they'll see material with you on it, you know, because most of them don't even want to be on camera. And so I have to push them in that direction. You know, I even give them like a little layout of what to like, what to say here, make a promise here, make a this here, you know, that kind of thing, just so that they can get out of their own skin, right? Because at the end of the day, let's be real, online is where it's at now. I mean, there's just no other way around that. I wish that we can just keep walking into mom and pop shops, but that's not going to happen anymore, you know, not at the rate it used to be, right? Mm-hmm. So Pia, then you're working, just to make sure I'm clear, you're working with like audiences two ways. You're working with an audience of people who need branding, right? You're still mm-hmm. doing that, right? That's an aspect of your business.
Well, I do still do those projects, but I do fewer of them because my focus is really on training these branding agencies. I do a couple a year to stay sharp. And when the clients, you know, somebody reads my book, they're a huge fan. They're like practically throwing money in my hands. I'm like, okay, like if this is a good fit and I could do a great job with this, like, okay, we'll do it. But that's not my main focus these days.
Yeah. Okay. So your main focus is now building other entrepreneurs to go ahead and run their businesses, their agencies.
I can help a lot more people. And this is what I also realized. I can help so many more people with their brands if I train other branding agencies how to do this, because the way I was going, it was like 12 clients max a year. I'm not going to get that far.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. And especially since you're like really intense at making sure it's all done, right? I mean, that takes a lot of brain power. That takes a lot of like, you know, research. That takes a lot of strategy. And I think that's why, you know, we laugh, but it's true. You're going to do this on your own. It's going to take you 50 years, literally, because there's a lot that goes into it. I mean, you need a team sometimes to go ahead and research this while you research that. I mean, it's the truth, you know? And so it's funny to me how people really think that, oh, I'm going to be an entrepreneur. I'm going to quit my job and everybody's going to knock on my door in 3 days. And then it's like a year later, they're like, I have no money.
Right.
What the hell is going on? You know, and it's like, because it's hard. It can be easier if you have the right people, who are branding, the right people putting your stuff together. It can make life a little bit easier, right? And so before I wrap up, though, I really enjoyed this conversation, all the knowledge you've dropped around here. So thank you for dropping all those gold around here. But I do want people to know how to work with you, Pia, or how to at least get into your program, right? So give us that information so people know where to find you.
Yeah, well, you can go to nobsagencies.com. That is the main site where we talk about our program. But I wanted to gift your listeners something, if you wouldn't.
Ooh, go ahead, like. Gift it away.
if you go to nobsagencies.com/straighttalk, you can grab a free audio feed of my book, Badass Your Brand. And I just took the exclusive rights back from Audible so that I could start giving it away. So you guys will be like the first people to grab this. You can always buy the copy if you like a paperback or a Kindle version on Amazon, but you can have the audio feed for free.
Thank you, Pia. That's awesome. Thank you for that gift. Yeah. So is everything live on there? Does everything live on your site?
Everything's there. And I'm also, I show up mostly on Instagram. I'm at Pia Loves Your Biz, BIZ.com. And tons of reels and videos with like quick tips that, you know, it is, I do speak directly to my niche, one to two person branding agencies, but everything I'm saying, almost everything, like 90% of it, applies to small service businesses. So if you're trying to sell your expertise, if you want to sell at premium prices, like that's what my book is about. It's not for branding agencies. It's for all service businesses. So I think you'll get a lot out of it.
I am in love. I love it. I'm going to follow you everywhere. You're going to have a little mini Puerto Rican stalker, but I'm going to go.
I got it.
I love you. I love your energy. I really do. I love your expertise. And you can tell when somebody just really is an expert in what they do. So I'm really grateful that you came on. Thank you for that gift. That's amazing. I'll make sure to put that in the show notes. And, you know, thank you for sharing all this knowledge. Really, I appreciate you answering the questions and just showing up. Thank you so much.
Nina, this was my pleasure. And just can I say, I absolutely love how you show up in the world and thank how you. Much confidence you exude. And I know it inspires a lot of people. So I really appreciate being a part of your
thank
world.
You. I really appreciate that. I'm going to go download that audiobook because I want to hear it.
Yeah, absolutely. I hope you do. So let me know.
I totally am. Guys, thank you so much for hanging out with me and Pia. She's awesome, right? I told you. I love when I find good humans. I love it so much. And I love when people come on here and just drop all these gems for you, because you can walk away knowing that you have, there's people out there that really want to help you succeed and move forward and really excel in your expertise and what you're doing. So I'm going to make sure to link all of that information below. Do not miss that nice, amazing gift that she just gave you guys. I'm going to put that link below as well. I'm going to go listen to it. Okay. I'm going to let y'all know. I'm going to do a little review myself on it because I think it's awesome. I just love good humans. I love people that really show up to help others. So guys, thank you guys for being here. Thank you for sharing, loving, subscribing, all that great stuff. I love you so much. This is Nina Perez, Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. Until next time.